Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. And we do this show every Tuesday night at 10 Pacific time. We talk to a lot of important people in the world of sports. And, of course, this is very important and dear to me, NWAC basketball. I just love it. And we have four great coaches, four great human beings on with us the last Tuesday of the month. That's frightening. It's soon going to be November. By the way, I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops, where I talk a lot about this show and everything. But let's not fool around any longer. Let's get this program rolling with TJ Cowell, the head men's basketball coach at Tacoma Community College. TJ, good evening.
Hey,
how
good
are
evening,
you?
Gregory. I'm doing well.
It's
how about
nice.
You?
Very good. Nice to have you on again, and you'll be on as long as I run this program, because all four of you do a great job, and I love all four of you as human beings way beyond coaching. But you do coach basketball. How are things going at this point as you've started your practices?
I try to coach. Sometimes I wonder. But, no, things are going well. We have our first scrimmage coming up Thursday night against the Seattle Mountaineers, which is kind of a semi-pro team up here that, depending on the roster they bring down, we'll see how it goes. It's a good squad, and it'll really give us a test to see where we are.
What is going to bring a smile to your face after that game is over? What's some things you're looking for your club to do in that scrimmage?
You know, mostly I'm just hoping we stay committed to our principles defensively and offensively, that we defend the way that I want to, and that we share the ball offensively. And if we play that way the whole time, regardless of the outcome, I'll be happy.
You know, I know that every coach would love to have more practice time, but in practice, what still needs a lot of work, in your opinion, with your team as you head towards Thursday and head toward the start of playing games?
For, you know, myself personally, I like to start off defending, so that's just my mentality, and so my offense always comes around a little bit more slowly. And it's also, you get so used to, at least us, we get so used to defending ourselves that once we face a new opponent, no matter how much we scout them, it always takes us a little while to get used to different schemes and different offensive game plans.
And I think that's so important, because the NWAC has such a variety of style of play. It keeps everybody hopping, no matter who you're playing.
No doubt about it. You got the teams that are pressing full court and playing fast the whole time, and then you have the guys that are playing zone defense the whole time, slowing things down and doing it that way. And then we have the shorter shot clock this year as well, so we'll see how that affects things.
TJ, have any of these rules come up and really grabbed you that you think are going to be an advantage for your club, or maybe they just are rules that you're going to have to adapt to? Any thoughts on the new rule changes?
You know, I like the shorter shot clock. I like to get as close to the highest levels as we can get. So whatever gets us close to that game plan it makes me happiest. I don't know if it'll change a whole lot what we do. I think we probably shot too quick as it was last year, so it shouldn't affect us a whole lot that way. I don't really know. I think we'll be ready for it, because we've been practicing a lot. But we'll just have to see how it goes.
I've asked a lot of coaches this. In your own mind, you know, you can never have the greatest scenario. Things just don't always work out. But what's an ideal practice time for your team? I mean, 2 hours, hour and a half, will you go longer, shorter? What do you like to have as really at the optimum?
You know, we're actually starting to cut them down a little bit already. We started so early this year with the new rules that we're already ready to play an opponent. But early in the season, I don't like to go any more than 2 hours. And that's with our – we have like a 25-minute warm-up that we do. So it's really about an hour and a half of really intense action. And then right as we get into these non-conference games, I like that to go about 75 minutes of hard action. And then once we get into the season, about an hour of really getting after it. And I feel like we start to lose attention span if it goes past that. And that's about all the body really needs.
TJ, in closing with you tonight, I'm going to have every coach talk about your assistant coaches and give them a shout-out. And assistant coaches in basketball never get enough credit.
No, they do not, especially at this level when they're working for peanuts and trying to find just some way to survive and all that. But my head assistant is Joe White, and he's a player that when I was an assistant coach at Southern Oregon, he was playing down there. The hardest working player that I ever coached, and I knew that if I ever I assumed that I would get a head coaching job at some point, he's someone that I wanted along, and he's been great. You know, we're just starting our second year together, and he works like crazy, does whatever I ask, and works well with the guys. Guys get along with him really well. He's motivating, and he recruits like crazy, and he's just a great friend to have along with me. And then we also have another assistant, Nick Adara, this year, came up from Sutherland, Oregon. And he's just someone that I've known for 6 or 7 years now. And he's up here going to school and helping me out when he can. And just guys I love being around. There's only the guys that you coach and then your assistant coaches who really understand the grind that you go through on a daily basis, and especially at this level when, like you said, those guys don't get any love. So there's just something special amongst the coaching staff that no one else can really understand, I think.
Very well said, TJ. A terrific job. Thanks for leading us off each month. You do a great job. I'm looking forward to seeing you for 3 days in December. And if I don't catch up with you sooner, we will talk at the end of November. Thank you very much, and great to have you on the program each month.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
You betcha. That's TJ Cal, the head men's coach at Tacoma Community College. Now let's swing over to Peninsula College, and we'll talk to Mitch Freeman, the outstanding men's coach there. Mitch, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Greg. Thanks for having me on, as always.
My pleasure. You're always welcome. You've always shown me so much respect, and that is not forgotten. Mitch, let me ask you, start out by talking about your assistant coaches. I think, once again, they don't get enough credit. No, the coaches that they coach under give them credit, but people don't realize how hard they work.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, definitely the head coach takes a lot of responsibility, but the assistant coaches are kind of what make the program run, that and having really good players. But my assistant coaches are my associate head coach is John Ng. Coach Ng's been with me for 3 years now since I've been here. So we came in together. He's a product of Gonzaga University. He was there working for both basketball programs over there. And he's been great. I mean, he's a young guy, so he's a single guy, and he does everything, you know, from a lot of the administrative duties to film to preparing stuff for practice and video, and I don't know where I'd be without him. And I don't say thank you enough to him, but he definitely knows that he's very much appreciated, and our guys really enjoy being around him. And then I have my other assistant is Brian Shirley, who's a local Port Angeles guy, grew up in Port Angeles, played basketball, coached at Port Angeles High School, has 20 years of experience, and just that kind of a veteran leader on our coaching staff that I really lean on heavily on practice stuff and game simulations and when we're in the game. Definitely he's a great ear for me to talk to, and it's been fortunate to have him. But probably my most important assistant coach is my wife, my family. I have a truly amazing wife and two awesome boys. And she gets it. She's been around basketball ever since we've been together. But it's there's a lot of time away from home, traveling, recruiting, games, and practices. And she's really fully committed to the basketball coaching aspect of my life.
Very good. I love what you said there about your family. That's tremendous. Hey, Mitch, are you guys, have you scrimmaged anyone yet, or are you going
soon
here? And tell us about that.
We scrimmaged last week against Camosun College out of Victoria. They needed a late game, and we had a scrimmage available because we get three, and so we were able to scrimmage them, and it was great. They were a very tough, older, experienced group, very physical, and it really met some of the challenges that we need to kind of look at, exposed some things, and it also showed some things that, hey, things aren't that bad in some areas because we have an experienced group that is physical, that understands how to play with each other. So we were able to get a lot of guys playing time, and I want to see kind of what, when the lights are turned on and there's officials on there and the scores and scoreboards on and films running and people in the stands, I want to see what some of our young guys and even our returners kind of if they were ready to play and work on the things that we've been working on for, you know, last month and a half or so.
Any of these rule changes, we've had about 20 of them, about seven major rule changes. Are they going to have an impact on your team at all, or are
you
just going to deal with them?
I think one of the bigger, for me, I guess, because I'm very, really involved, and I know that this has happened quite a bit throughout the years, is the no live timeout by a coach. And I actually like the rule, although it helped us out several times, but then it hurt us sometimes. But that'll be an interesting rule and how that takes place. I think it'll be messed up quite a bit early on with the officials because coaches will say the timeout. Will they forget? Won't they? I don't know. But that'll be an interesting one, in my opinion. The shot clock, I don't know how much of an effect it will have in the NWAC. But it sure will, I think, it will make a little sloppier, I think, early on. But hopefully teams will get settled in, and as the year gets on, they'll be more effective with it. But that'll be, I think, interesting.
Mitch, in closing, what's some things that you really need your club to work on as you get closer to playing your first game?
Yeah, I think we need to work on our concentration levels. I mean, I think getting in there and practice and focusing in. We've already started hitting up the film room a little bit twice, and when they're in there, are they thinking about are they thinking about two steps ahead? I mean, plays ahead. Are they thinking about the things that need to work on? And so concentration levels need to continue to be at a high level. And just the discipline, stay with the course, with the process that we're trying to get through and continue to compete, because that can't be understated. Got to learn how to compete. And it can't just be a one-trick pony. You got to do it day in and day out. It's got to be a habit. So continuing to create that atmosphere.
Very well said. Great job tonight, Mitch, per usual. Pleasure to know you. We'll talk to you again in a month's time. Hope to see you sooner than that in person.
I appreciate
and keep
it, Greg.
Up the great work at Peninsula College.
Thanks so much.
You betcha. And now we're going to go to Kyle Gray, who is the head men's coach at Edmonds Community College. Does one terrific job there, as do all the coaches on the program. Kyle, good evening, and you got the floor on your assistant coaches.
Hey, how's it going, Greg? I'm going to probably need another hour to go through all my assistant coaches. So I think anyone would tell you that. I got quite a few. So I'll start with my associate head coach, Ronald Steele Williams, who's been with me for a decade now. And he just does everything for me. He's our recruiting coordinator and definitely the first guy I want you to meet in regards to our program, and just works countless hours and nights and just does a ton of stuff for our program. And then Coach Nate Ivey, who's been with us now for a couple of years, and he played for me back when we coached at North Seattle. And my brother, Carson Gray, he's with me as well. Played for me as well. And then Coach Derek Kress, who's our strength coach. He works with the guys in the weight room and just got done with a session here just not too long ago with our guys. And then Coach Lee as well, who works with the guys just with academics. And I'm so lucky to have all these guys around me that are donating their time and sacrificing their time just because they want to be part of it. And, they reach out and just do so much for our program. It's been really great. So I also can't forget Coach Newt, who is our head women's coach now, for a good amount of years now. And so outside of Coach Newt and Coach Lee, all my coaches played for me at one point. So it's really cool just to kind of have that family atmosphere, and we've kind of been through the trenches together in so many different ways. So it's been a lot of fun.
Great job on that. How about your team so far? Kyle, have you scrimmaged yet? Are you going to? What's good? What's bad?
Yeah, so we got our scrimmage coming up. We're going to play each other, actually. We have so many guys right now that it's going to be a nice fight for kind of that travel squad. And so I thought this year would be a good year, the young group, just to kind of play each other. That way everyone gets a lot of good amount of time in a live setting. On Friday and then the Monday, we will take on the Mountaineers as well, just like TJ was talking about. So those will be good tests for us coming up. Just have been absolutely loving our guys so far at practice and their work ethic. The intensity of practice has been second to none. I mean, just guys really getting after it, and it's really good to have the intensity, but if you can get the intensity and the focus to match up, you got something pretty good. And right now that's what we have. We have a good amount of focus. Certainly have a long way to go without a doubt, but I think just, keeping it going all the way through is going to be something that would be pretty impressive if they can keep it up.
Well, we got a huge audience tonight and probably a lot of young people listening. You're an experienced, talented basketball coach. What does a work ethic in basketball mean to you?
I think, kind of Mitch touched on a little bit, just, at this level, I talked to my guys actually just about this today, is about, can you bring it every day, everything that you got? I'm not expecting every day to be the exact same amount of effort, but I expect it to be exactly the same as how much you can give, So if whatever you have that day, you got to give it 100%. Maybe you're playing through injury, playing through being sick. You're not having the best day off the court or whatever, but you still give it your focus and you give it your effort every single day, whether you make every shot or miss every shot. But, a lot of that shows up in the defensive end. And if that can happen, then I know that, that you have what it takes to play for me and play for my coaching staff and our program.
Kyle, are any of these rule changes, do they come out and grab you and say that your team can really take advantage of them, or are any of them important to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the shot clock rule, I think, is interesting. I know it's just 5 seconds, but, we're a team that kind of likes to press a good amount. So, I'm looking forward to seeing kind of how that might affect anything. Most teams in WAC, you usually are, not holding the ball for, 30 seconds. And our scores are usually pretty high compared to, the Division I level, where you get games that are pretty low scoring. Just not exactly patient. I will be curious though to see, what that does. It'll be interesting. And then the no live timeouts for the coaches. That'll be making Mitch hit it right ahead as well. There is just, it's going to take a little bit of a process, I think, for the officials and for the coaches to get that one going.
I've already seen that one messed up by both officials, coaches, players, everybody. So you're right. All the coaches saying that's going to take a while. It is going to take a while. But everybody will get used to it. Who's your first game against, Kyle, your first actual game?
We're going to head on the road. We're heading to Blue Mountain, and then we're going to play Wenatchee the next night. So we're going to take a little road trip to start off our season, which I think will be great for this team.
Kind of toughens people up when you go out on the road in any sport.
Yeah, and I really like it, especially for a young group that we have, group that's, new to each other, and it'd be nice just to kind of get on the road a little bit and just kind of, get away and spend some time together. I think that's even more valuable than almost anything that can happen in the game.
Yeah, and, after you get done with the Mountaineers in closing tonight, coming up, what's going to bring a smile to your face? What's that maybe one or two takeaways that you want to definitely have out of that scrimmage?
Well, I think we've been really pounding on the defensive end lately. So, I mean, sharing the basketball has not really been too much of an issue. So as long as that continues to happen during a game, then we'll be in great shape. But I think on the defensive end, you know, if we start seeing the light bulb come on and, you know, see some aggressiveness and the overall effort to trust, you know, teammates are going to be in the right spots and things like that, I think that'll really be helpful. And just the constant communication and being there for your teammates and, you know, trying to get through this thing, you know, together as opposed to just individual. So when we hit that first bout of adversity, you know, something should happen. I'm curious to see how our team is going to react. And if we react in a positive way, then I know that we can work through anything, and that'll lead us to great heights for sure.
Great job tonight, Kyle, as always. I'm honored to know you, and look forward to talking to you in a month's time. And hopefully some way I will see you before that time.
All right. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
You betcha. That's Kyle Gray, the head men's coach at Edmonds Community College. And now we wrap up the month program each time with Aaron Landon, the outstanding coach at South Puget Sound Community College that I've known for quite a while now, Aaron. And it's always fun. How are you?
I'm doing good, Greg. How about you?
Real good, and I'm going to see you twice this weekend. You're going to be in Portland and Eugene, and I imagine that's a 22nd year that Cliff Wagner and Clackamas people have put on a jamboree there, and it's kind of a special event, and 10 quality teams battling it out for 6 hours during the day.
Yeah, really good teams. I listened to the Southern coaches talk. I had no idea. It's been going on for 22 years. Last year was my first time bringing my guys down. I told Cliff when we spoke on the phone last week, I said, as long as you have that chili bar set up in the hospitality room with all the fixings, just like you did last year, we'll just keep coming every single year, just like clockwork, guaranteed.
Oh, there is no way in basketball they can top Cliff Wagner's hospitality room, so I'm glad you brought that up. But speaking of topping, what tops your agenda that you want to accomplish this weekend in these two jamborees, Aaron?
It's a good question. You know, I'd say the main thing right now is it's just a great time for us to evaluate because we get to play a lot of guys and then take a look at them. We'll have film, so we get to play against somebody else, which is really fun. So it's a chance for our coaching staff to evaluate, for our guys to get out and compete against somebody because, you know, they're tired. They've had about 25 practices now playing against each other. So it'll be good for all of us. Players are excited. Coaches are excited. It's a really fun week. It feels like a game week, and we've been waiting a while for it. So we're excited.
Oh, yeah, it's always fun to see it, a different face that you're competing against. You've got the stage now, Aaron, like all the rest of the coaches. Talk about your assistants, who I think that's so important to get them a mention and some praise.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's great that you brought that up tonight. We've got two guys. I've got one named Vernell Willingham, who's been with me for 2 years, and is wonderful. Now, he's on campus full-time, too, as our assistant athletic director. But he played at South Puget Sound back in the 90s, so he is a lifelong Clipper, a great coach, very smart, but also just a great person. And I enjoy traveling and just spending time with him. Has some life perspective that, you know, I don't have yet. He's a dad. I'm not. So he brings a nice element to our team. And then this year, we were really fortunate. We got Josh Wilson on our staff. Josh has been around, well-known in Washington. He's the founder and director of Roots Basketball, which does player development, AAU teams, everywhere up and down I-5 from Tulsa Longview up to Olympia. So he moved in town with his family, and he's really taken over our player development stuff. So he's running basically double days twice a week where he runs a separate practice that is 100% focused on player development and specifically shooting. He's a guy that set a lot of records, played Division I, played pro after that. So he's got some great stuff, and we're really fortunate to have him too this year.
Aaron, are you looking at this season as, you know, your third year? It took a while to build the program back up. Is this a, in your own mind, is this a critical year, sort of a stepping stone?
Yeah, you know, maybe not a stepping stone, but this is, I keep telling our guys, the truth comes out now. And to steal a Jim Harbaugh quote, we just kept saying, we're coming clean now. We're going to come clean with who we are. We've had 2 years, so everybody in the program is recruited by us. We've got great sophomore leadership. We've got a very talented freshman group that has adjusted pretty quick to the physical demands of college basketball. So we got to get a lot better. We know that. But, you know, we do feel like we'll know about what South Puget Sound is by the end of this season. And we feel pretty good about it right now. We're just excited to get going.
What will you know that will know when you know that?
I think the thing that we are looking for right now, at least, and I think Mitch put it pretty good, I throw this term around a lot, is we need to know who our guys are when the lights come on. And obviously everybody has to practice hard every day. You know, everybody prepares, and, you know, the coaches too. But when the lights come on, everything changes. And this weekend is going to be our first chance to see what our guys are like when the lights come on. And you're playing against another team, and you've got to score and rest. So we're playing a ton of basketball. Excited to go back to Clackamas. And we're stoked that we added in this Eugene trip. That's going to be a lot of fun. Those coaches are great guys. And we were down at the Max Hoops Elite School in Eugene this summer. I think we were just sitting around eating some pizza, and I think Coach Hopp, it was his idea. He said we should all get together and scrimmage. So to be able to go back-to-back days and travel in Oregon with our guys, it's going to be a blast. We're really excited.
Hey, I'm excited to see you both days, Aaron. Thank you for you were the genesis of this program, putting it all together, and I appreciate that. Took a lot of pressure off me. I'm just along for the ride. Thank you very much for that, and really looking forward to seeing your ball club, and most important, seeing you, and thanks for being a big part of this program tonight and every month.
Thanks, Greg. I will see you in the hospitality room on Saturday.
Absolutely. All right, very good. That's Aaron Landon, the head men's coach at South Puget Sound Community College in Olympia, Washington. Thanks to all the coaches tonight, and thank you, listeners. You are so appreciated that you listen to this program. Good night, everyone. We'll be back in a month. Same four guys. And don't forget to make all your free throws. Good night.